super excited today. We're going to do a clearing of energy, vampires, and narcissists. If that gives you any hint of something that's happening in my life right now. It's so funny when you're navigating energy with someone who's a narcissist because it really everything you say does fall on deaf ears. Like, a narcissist doesn't want to hear anything except like how cool they are, how great they are, and they definitely want to put blame on others and not take responsibility for their lives. And it's fascinating to me, as someone who was married to a narcissist, that ended quite some years ago, luckily. That there might be other narcissists that kind of sneak and slime in underneath the goo of past situations. And I think where I go when I'm attacked is I really look to strengthen my own inner peace. I look to strengthen the vibration of love within myself. That, right? And then I clear my chakras. I clear the first chakra and ask for love for that area, which is the root, the base of your spine. That's the first. And then go ahead and clear. Let's just do a quick clearing before we do the meditation today. And clear the second, which is just kind of the money, creativity, and sex space. It's where you're genitals are. So go ahead and clear that with some lovely orange energy and just ask that to be cleared. Don't worry if you've done it. Just the asking is really cool. You don't worry if you get it there or not. And then let's look at the third chakra, which is the solar plexus area. This is an area where healers quite often neglect to nourish. It's a self, sense of self. Let's go ahead and just clear that and send lovely gold energy there, nice. And then let's look at our throat chakras and clear the throat chakra. Go ahead and clear that. Clear the throat chakra, very nice. Nice. And go ahead and clear that sixth chakra. Oh, we did throat. Yeah, that's fifth. Go ahead and clear the sixth chakra, which is right between your eyebrows. And that is a place of where you might receive divine guidance. That's an area of intuition where you might be shown things. And then go ahead and clear above your head. This is like the seventh chakra. It's white. It's the connectivity to source energy. And source would like to bring lots of love to the planet right now. Source is here to guide and give divine guidance, and go ahead and just allow source energy to bathe you and clean you, and just allow that source energy, that connectivity. And then there's 8 to 15 morphogenetic chakra energy. You know, this is a your energy field beyond your physical body, and go ahead and clear that of any malfeasance or malware, any icky gut vibes. Just let that go. Nice. And now, we're going to do a guided meditation on clearing and cutting the cords to those who do not mean us well. I'm very blessed in my life to have met very few individuals who don't wish me well. These cords are probably karmic, meaning it's possible that there are other lifetimes that cause some of the drama that you're clearing this time around. So you don't want to feel fault or like you did something wrong or like you erred, or you just want to be clear and be you. And go ahead and picture yourself on a stage and sit in a very nice chair on the stage and look out at the audience, but you're also in the back guiding the stage, so you're owning the stage. You have the lights, you own the stage that you're sitting on, so you're on a stage, but you're also like the operator of the stage. So go ahead and get into a stage where you actually own it. Wow. Excuse me. I'm just pausing for a sec right here. So, go ahead and sit on the stage on a chair and then invite the individual who's kind of being icky to you, one person, not all of them, just one. And just put them up on the stage and just say, I honor the place within you where the universe lies. I honor the place within you where the universe lies. And now picture a big, huge pair of scissors, like you might see at a ribbon cutting, and go ahead and chop, crop that ribbon, and send them on their way off your stage. And now go ahead and bring another fresh chair up. And go ahead and bring one more individual up. And just be in this space and say, I honor the place within you where the universe lies. I honor the place within you where the universe lies. And then go ahead and cut the cord again. Cut the cord between you. Maybe bring down a big, huge knife like a cleaver and cut the cords and then send them on their way. Now, sometimes we do this with family members. So if you're doing this with someone that you'd like to still have a love relationship with, like a parent that you want to forgive, or a child, or a cousin, or just someone who did you wrong, but you still want them to be in your family, you can go ahead and ask that love remain, but still cut the cord of anything viscous or iggly. That's not a word. Oh, that felt good. That felt nice. And then just go ahead and give yourself a quick check. Now, in the days that follow this kind of a practice, this cord cutting, the individual may reach out to you or may try to connect with you. It's very common for this to happen. It feels a little uncomfortable if they've been like harboring a lot of negativity towards you to have the cord be cut. It's like they try to reestablish it or something. So you want to just stay calm and practice being in a strong, solid, positive place as the energies all get worked out. Yeah. Kind of comes down to this, like, trust the practice. Trust the process, do the practices, and then trust it. Alrighty then, have a great day. I hope you like this one.